Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up, everybody? Happy Friday. Junkies with you on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Presented by EMP 180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area because it works. Visit EMP180.com and get empowered. We thank you for tuning in this Friday morning, January 18th, 2019. I'm John Paul Flame, joined as always by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Morning. Johnny Cakes Sawville's here.
Yes, I am. Hello.
And Jason Bishop.
Happy Friday, boys.
That is the foursome.
It's a happy day.
Friday to everybody. We got a bunch of guests on the show today.
Makes me happier.
We'll talk some movies at 7 with Kevin McCarthy from Fox 5. You'll get happy after that, Jason.
Come on. It's Kevin. We love Kevin.
Brandon Lang's going to join us at 7:40 to give us his winners, his squeaky leaners.
Squeak, right. Squeak.
Talk AFC Championship, NFC Championship with him. It's a Friday, so that means John Feinstein joins us.
Very good.
We'll talk about Barry Trotz's return
tonight.
D.C. as the Caps take on the Islanders with Joe Beninati, the voice of the Capitals.
Mm-hmm. Trying to get off the three-game slide.
I think I got to play the Caps tonight. Islanders played last night. They did win, but I think they've played 4 and 6 nights.
Ooh, you like tired legs. Tired legs narrative.
Yeah, I mean, teams that play 4 and 6.
But you also have the Barry Trotz axe to grind narrative.
Yeah, that's
true. There's a lot of
emotions.
And the Cap slumping narrative. No, lost 3 in a row.
A lot of stuff swirling with the Caps.
So we'll talk to Joe B.
Still going to play the Caps, I think.
Yeah. At 8:40. And we close out the show with Jason's co-host from Big Fat Winners, the podcast. Skippy will join us.
Yeah, he'll give us his thoughts
at
on
the end of the
championship
show.
Weekend. Maybe give us thoughts on a couple of college hoops games. Huge game tomorrow in college hoops, Duke, Virginia. Do you know that Virginia is 47-3 in their last 50 games? And in those 50 games, 11 teams have scored 60 or more. 11.
Yeah, so you're saying they have a good defense?
It's decent.
Yeah.
You said 11 of those teams have scored 60 or more?
Yeah.
Against
11 of their 50 opponents in the last 50 games have scored 60 or more.
Okay.
So 39 have.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Gotcha. I thought you meant 11 so far this year.
No.
I was like, that's a pretty big number.
No, they're just ridiculous. They're going to try to lock Duke down. That's tomorrow at 6 o'clock. It's a big one. Terps got a big one tonight at Ohio State. Ohio State's lost 3 straight. Maryland's been playing really well, so we'll see how that goes.
Wizards had a day game yesterday.
We did, yep, in the afternoon.
I didn't even bother to watch it because by the time I remembered it was on, I didn't remember until about 3:50 or something. They were already down like 18-19, and I just was like, I mean, I know those leads are kind of silly and early, but I couldn't believe they came back.
Saw the very end, like the very end, because
too.
We went to this place in Gaithersburg called Castle Laser Tag.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And kind of hung out there for a while, came home, and Dylan popped it on, and he was like, the Whiz Kids just won at the buzzer.
Right.
And then we were watching it, and it was like, well, did they win or did they not? Because they were showing
the replay.
You know, the replay.
I was shocked.
I mean, literally, that's all I saw.
I mean, I didn't even see that. Somebody told me the score while I was seeing flops at MGM National Harbor, and the Wizards
were getting punked.
They were getting smoked.
Right.
And then 20 minutes later, same guy goes, Wizards win by 1. How did that happen?
What was the largest deficit they faced? What I saw was
I heard
about 18.
19, yeah.
Was it 19?
I think
yeah.
It was close to 20. Yeah.
I heard Bradley Beal after the game say something that I like to hear, and I put it up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/thejunks. Bradley Beal said, we're going to the playoffs. Mm. You believe him.
Wow.
2.5 back.
Yeah, I think they can make up the 2.5.
Depends
if they make
the teams in front of them. Like a team like the Nets, I don't feel like they're going to drop out.
The Nets are pretty good.
And they're a solid team.
Yeah. Maybe the Magic drop out.
That was under the context of Leontes saying publicly, I don't know if he told the Post or somebody, that they're just not going to tank.
Right.
You know, they still have goals.
Right.
They're not going to give up on the season. Not going to let the guys off the hook.
Right. They're just going to be mediocre organically.
Yeah.
I mean, all of these teams.
They don't have to tank.
These teams, and they're all just mediocre teams.
Right.
Charlotte, Detroit, Orlando, all in front of them. So, I think Eric's right. It depends on who they pick up at the deadline. And
well, also if they don't give up any key guys.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it depends if the other teams trade away, like Orlando's arguably their best player is their center, Vukovic. And he's always in trade rumors.
Look, the fact of the matter is...
They probably feel the same way the Wiz do. They can make a run for that 8 spot.
Fact of the matter is the Wizards can play better, even without John Wall. You just look at their home record versus their away record. They just got to clean up their road deal.
Yeah, you know? 5-18.
And
on
that
the road.
Counts as a good start. That was a home win.
That's even a good start. Definitely on the road. Definitely wasn't a home game.
Well, it's technically a home game.
I don't care what they classified it
right,
as.
Because they get to pick their jersey. Yeah, that's why it's a home game.
Technically, it's a home game. There was nothing home about it.
Even though they played at the O2 Arena.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a good result for them. I know when I looked in early, so when I saw they were down 18-19, I immediately went to the box score, and they were their starters were struggling.
Yeah.
They were struggling to get anything going. Right, but Otto had a good game off the bench for him, it looked like.
Beal ends up
Beal
big
took a
numbers.
Ton of shots.
He was 10 for 29.
Yeah, he's taking
he
a
started
bunch
very slowly.
But, you know, you have to beat the Knicks.
I like Bryant. Yeah.
The Knicks are, what are the Knicks, 10 and 33 or 11?
Something like that, yeah.
They're 10 and 34 now.
10 and 34.
Yeah. I like Bryant. I like Decker. I don't know.
I like me some Bryant. Yeah. Kind of have a
Bryant's
little thing for him.
Be a nice little project for them.
Yeah.
And by the way, that goaltending call was a good call last night.
Yeah, it was in the cylinder for sure, and I think it was probably coming down, too.
It looked like it was coming down.
Yeah.
If Dwight Howard comes back, can't play him over Bryant.
No, you don't want to stifle the young man's development.
Well, is there any talk that he's close or anything?
It doesn't sound like he's close at all.
No, but at some point I would imagine that he gets healthy.
Yeah, I don't know. I just wrote him off.
You know what he's become? An old, broken-down rotational player at this point. He can't stay on the court.
Although last year he was really good.
Okay,
That's why the Wizards picked him up.
This year he's not.
Yeah.
This year he's got gluteal soreness or his butt hurts, whatever it is.
Well, he had surgery.
And he can't get on get on the court.
Well, he had surgery, so that's right. What's keeping him off now.
And I feel like Keith might mess things up.
Yeah.
They seem to be playing better, even though it's just 5-0, but I guess that's better.
All right.
But,
hey, well, they're 6-4 now.
But hey,
without
make
John.
That charge to the 8 seed and get the your ass beat by the Raptors in the first round.
But this is what I like to do.
That's Ted's thing.
This is what I like to do. We all like to do this. Look at the upcoming schedule.
All right.
Let's look at the upcoming schedule.
Yeah, I can never predict.
We're going to forecast dubs and losses here.
I understand that. But, you know, if they're playing, the Raptors or some or the Bucks, you know, let's just see.
They have some softies. They have some cupcakes upcoming.
Let's see who they're playing in their next five.
All right.
Detroit at home.
Should win that.
And you got to win it because you're chasing them, right?
Drummond will have 25 rebounds against them.
Those teams are even.
Now, correct. Next Thursday, Golden State comes to town.
Well, that's a big fat L.
Then they go to Orlando. All right, another team that they're chasing.
Well, they have three games
probably
on the road.
Probably a lot.
But again, they're terrible on the road, EB.
Yeah,
and by the way,
any wins.
And then they play the Spurs. Spurs are really good. And then at Cleveland. All right, so three of their next five, really winnable. I mean, they're going to, but very.
And wrong. I probably can't watch the Wiz Warriors game because it'll just enrage me to see every bandwagon Warriors fan sitting in the stands.
I don't think they'll go 3-2 though because two of those are on the road.
Probably not. I'm just saying three of them are winnable.
Which I don't like to give that much credence to it, but this team clearly struggles on the road.
Probably depends on what teams have back to backs.
Okay.
Different factors.
True. Look, they're going to win some of those games we don't expect. They're going to lose some of them we don't expect, but. I'm just saying that they've got some winnable matchups coming up.
I know you've never been pro-tanking.
I'm not.
The only way that I would be pro-tanking if I'm the Wizards at this point, because there are teams that are far worse than them in the NBA, so you have no chance, is if somehow you're guaranteed to get Zion Williamson. And that's just not going to happen.
Yeah, or if you get in the top three or four.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've fully embraced
even
the
then,
tank.
I mean, it's like, listen, Ted's a little crazy if he just wants to use the Caps as an example. You know, like, oh, we had Ovi and Bascom. Everybody wanted to trade them.
Right.
You know,
everybody wanted to fire the GM there, too.
That team was exponentially so much better and so much more competitive through the years than the Wizards have been, generally speaking. And, you know, he pointed out the Sixers tanked for 7 years. They were bad for 7 years.
Yeah.
You know, do you really want to go?
That was a true tank, Jeff.
That's a true tank. Do you really want to go that route? And risk maybe a run like that. And as he pointed out, they just beat him, right? And they had a bunch of those sillies on the court.
Mm-hmm.
So,
you know, well, if I get Embiid and Simmons, I'm guaranteed
good.
Those guys.
That was a back-to-backer.
But that's 7 years.
I understand. But you know what? It's been 40 lean years for the Wizards. I can deal with 7 years. Hopefully, if I make it that long.
But they've been a pretty consistent
playoff contender. 3-45
in the Wall Beal era.
Yeah, they've been on right on the cusp of playoffs or in the playoffs. That's way different than winning like 13 games.
That Sixers plan, ended up working because they've got three superstars right now. But what if you
forever.
Missed? I mean, they missed on Fultz. Right,
they missed on Nerlens Noel.
Yeah, they missed on a couple, so they kind of got lucky with hitting on Embiid and Simmons, and then of course acquiring Butler. Mm-hmm. But
it's just a long
tank for 7-8 years, whatever. It's a risky plan because it doesn't mean you're going to hit on those guys that you draft high.
Yeah, right. Look at teams like Sacramento; they've sucked for a long time. They're getting competitive now, but they've had top draft choice, lottery pick after lottery pick after lottery pick, and they haven't been that good.
Yeah. Right.
Now they haven't had the top guys. They tend to fall in like the sixth range.
Didn't they take Bagley over Luka this year?
Yes, Luka.
That's a bit of a dog.
I named my dog after Luka Doncic.
yes, you did.
You did when he was like 16.
Right.
Yeah, scouted him.
I read about him.
You discovered him and scouted him.
But his hot mom.
So we'll see. We'll see how the Wiz do in the next.
Was he the one who had the hot mom at the draft?
Yeah.
Yes, Ricky.
Vaguely remember.
Yeah. Nice little milf.
Doncic, by the way, right now is set to be a starter in the All-Star game.
That's pretty cool.
Fan voting. And that's over Kevin Durant, which is a joke.
Well, fan voting is stupid. Isn't Harden a reserve at this point?
I wanted to
point
out.
That's just dumb.
My son, kids are into that type of stuff. Like, when we were kids, we would look at, All-Star voting. You'd want your guy to make the All-Star team. Mm-hmm. And so my son points out, you know who else is set to be a starter right now in the NBA All-Star game? I mean, it's a nice story. He had one 50-point game this year. Derrick Rose. Mm-hmm. Sure, Derrick Rose should be in over Steph Curry or James Harden.
That's why all-star games are for kids.
Yeah.
They're for kids for the most part. They're stupid exhibitions.
I used to love them.
Yeah, when you were a kid.
Yeah, no, I understand. Well, not even when I was a kid. When I was, early teens.
you looked like a grown man at that point.
88, 89, 90, I was into it.
Right.
You guys were into the all-star game in your 20s.
At that point.
All right, but.
You're a fully functioning adult.
If guys like Derrick Rose are going to be starting, that's a complete joke.
Right. It's a farce.
They don't have
any other way of, like, it's all 100% fan voting.
I'm not sure. Maybe for the starters. I believe that I thought it was one third fan voting, but maybe I'm thinking of the NFL, one third coaches and one third writers.
Yeah, I think what it is. A third fan, third coaches, third players.
Okay, well, then he's not going to start.
Just Luka has that international appeal.
Well, that's fine with him, but I mean, Derrick Rose is not going to start if there are other factors, So, Luka could start because.
Oh, he's legit. You should have seen what Popovich said about him the other day.
What did he say?
It was just glowing remarks that he just has a complete sense of the game, that he doesn't rush, he's not in a hurry.
I don't know what his shooting percentage is. Obviously, I watch the highlights. So I see him make everything. But, man, his range is outrageous.
Oh, he's dropping 30-footers like it's nothing.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy. So I don't know if he's actually shooting those at a decent percentage. But, wow.
Steph Curry really did change the game.
Yeah.
He really did change the game. Yeah. Because there are so many guys now shooting deep threes.
Well, he changed the game at all levels.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really filtered down.
I mean, go watch a high school game.
High school games are crazy now. Nobody runs any half-court sets. They can't wait to launch a three.
Eric, actually, I misspoke.
Starters 50, are 100%?
50%. And then 25% each for players and coaches. And it says the reserves are selected by NBA head coaches.
Okay. Well, that's fine.
Well,
that's
then you'll get a better roster because the head coaches are
right.
You
get
players.
Like Bradley Beal won't get voted as a starter, but
if
he'll
the
get
fans
selected.
Are if the fans are voting 50%, that's when you're going to get the screwies.
Yeah, right. I forget. My son told me yesterday. He goes, "Dad, Jeremy Lin has more votes than Bradley Beal."
Yeah.
I was like, "That doesn't mean anything. He's just popular."
Lin's sanity is still popular. It was like a decade ago.
Well, he probably gets the China vote.
Yeah, he gets the Asians voting for him.
Still, 10 years later,
I'm sure he's still a rock star in China.
Wow.
Hmm.
I saw him have a good game. Well, he had a good game against
the people
us,
in China are just doing this.
How about
just
this?
Hitting the button for
James
Lear
Harden.
Lin.
James Harden is 400,000 votes behind Derrick Rose.
Mm-hmm. Just dumb.
Still China.
400,000.
Is Derrick Rose even starting? I don't even know if he starts.
Where's Rose's fan base coming from?
I don't know.
China as well.
Why?
I think he's done a lot of
China.
When he had a signature shoe, he went over there all the time.
I'm telling
really?
Man, that's the new frontier. Yeah. We should be broadcasting from China.
Can we do that?
Can we look into that? Like a satellite
stuck there.
A satellite office like in Shanghai?
No, no. We just we syndicate it. We don't have to be there.
Gotcha. Yeah, but yeah. what if there are lucrative appearances to be made in Beijing?
I don't know. I need an American
like
ambassador
to fly an hour.
Along with us.
You're right, but I can always be incentivized, JP.
Mm-hmm.
Money can always incentivize me to travel around the world.
Hicks could very strongly consider killing somebody if nobody knew yesterday.
I told him I would never do that.
You would never kill him?
I told him I would never do that. At least not for $10 million.
Go ahead and take a break. Phone number's 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. You can also text us on the Times Creek Windows text machine. Same number, standard message, data charges may apply, and tweet us at Junks Radio. Keep it here on a Football Friday.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Talk some movies coming up at 7. Kevin's going to join us. We'll be talking a lot of AFC and NFC championship game. Brandon Lang.
Not with Kevin.
Handicapper will join us coming up at 7:40. John Feinstein at 8. We're packed. Joe B to talk some caps at 8:40. But apparently the show almost didn't start early because Valdez, our producer, couldn't get in the building. And I don't know what happened last night,
but I guess it started last night. Well, we'll let Valdez
start
the story.
Start from the beginning.
Yeah, the beginning was we were at our holiday party.
And what time did that start?
7
p.m.
And that was over at the MGM.
And here's the thing. Correct. So Valdez will tell you the odyssey here in a moment. I feel a little guilty, slightly guilty about it because I kind of pressured him into going. I was like,
you definitely bullied me into going.
Well, I said, why aren't you going? And he said, well,
and I do live like 15 minutes away from
it's
MGM.
Close. It's convenient.
Yeah, and I was just
and
like,
I felt bad.
We do it once a year. I mean, Jason wasn't going. JP wasn't going. It was just going to be cakes and
But our boss CK was psyched that I came and everything.
Yeah, no, it was important. I think it was important to just go. People were excited that we were there.
Yeah.
And the company actually had it in a nice spot.
And it was a great venue
like
and everything.
Like the last few years, right. It's been at.
We had one in the break room. I think it was two years ago.
Oh, yeah, District Live downstairs in the performance space where I think they spent $25
right.
to bring in like a few veggie trays.
Right.
I walked into the room last night. It looked like a wedding reception.
Yeah.
I mean, the tables were beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean,
nice
fancy china.
Right.
I mean, there was a DJ set up. The food stations were great.
Mm-hmm.
Turkey, prime rib. Now I did pass on the salad that was loaded with beets,
right?
Because I don't like
that's
beets
not your thing.
Unless it's a bad beet jackpot, which is a completely different sort of beet. When I saw the beets in the salad, I detoured directly to the meats.
But it was nice to be there, and I'm glad that Valdez went and helped represent for the show a little bit. And the company that they sort of acknowledged. I know Phil came up to us and CK, and a lot of people, you know, excited that we came and appreciative is probably a better word than excited. So whatever. And then eventually we all started to sneak out. I think I left around 9 or 8:45.
I left at the same time as EB, and I thought I had a bad evening because I got down to the parking area and realized in my haste to leave that I left my phone on the table. So I'd walk all the way back. And that's a healthy walk.
It's
back
a big
and
walk.
Forth.
And then you're also thinking to yourself, well, I hope it's still there.
Well, I figured it was still there. Who's going to take
I know, but you never know.
Never know.
There's a little anxiety with that.
A little bit of anxiety.
So I got the phone, and turns out I had a great night compared to Donk Valdez.
So Valdez, who didn't even want to go, who I kind of pressured a little bit into going, ends up staying
this
the
longest.
This is
Matt Valdez.
Yeah,
shocker.
I was there the longest, and I was getting sized because the sales chicks were all butt sized that I was there. They were all talking to me, so I was talking to them.
You got a little tension. Got some attention dollars.
Yeah, and so I'm in a casino, and I'm a degenerate gambler. And right. So I go down, and I go, oh, well, I'm here. I might as well play a couple shoes.
Right.
All right. So I go down, and I'm playing blackjack at like 10 o'clock, 10:30.
Mm-hmm. Right.
All right.
Meanwhile, this kid's – what time do you have to be – what time do you normally
I'm usually here like 4:30-ish.
Do you have any partners in crime at the blackjack table, or is it just you?
No, there's some – I mean, there's some donks there playing and everything.
But okay. It's just him by himself. Like,
yeah, yeah.
He's not like
– I meant from like Entercom.
Oh, you mean from the station?
Yeah.
No. It's just me. I'm a degenerate. Everybody else is just shutting it down.
Right.
Because they got to work the next day.
Right.
Well, I mean, I'm in a casino.
It's hard to turn away from the blackjack table if you're in the casino.
It's just calling you.
I was there for 4 hours before the party started, seeing flops. I know the struggle.
If I would have went to that party, I would have probably...
Shown your face and then moseyed down to the...
I would have been up until midnight, 1 a.m. I mean, it's just a bad spot for me on a weekday. On a weekend, it's great.
So I'm down there playing, all right, and the table's hot. I got butt-sized, so I couldn't get up. I won like a G on the first shoe.
Right.
All right.
That's where you got to go, man. Yeah.
I know, but I thought I was going to pay off my house at the blackjack table.
You did? You turned into Rom.
I did.
You
got greedy.
You thought your thousand was turned into five and then to 10.
I got greedy. Yeah. But and so
was he there, by the way?
No.
I didn't see him.
Oh, okay.
But CK texted me like at 10:30 and said, "Hey, I have your coat," because the party ended upstairs.
Yeah.
Right.
And he was in an Uber on his way home.
Right.
Except my coat has my car keys in it.
Right.
So
that's trouble.
So I'm parked at MGM, so I have to Uber home. And then I get home probably like around 11:30.
Okay.
And so I'm freaking out because I don't know how I'm going to get in the morning because you have to use your key card, which is in my car, which is at MGM, to get in. So I'm sitting there trying to think about how I'm going to get in. So I just figure, well, I'm just going to go to work and then I'll figure out how to get into the studio. Maybe somebody will let me in. So I get here like around 2:30, 3 o'clock.
Okay.
I walk into the lobby after ringing the doorbell. And so the front desk.
This is Matt Valdez.
So the front desk person lets me in, except she won't let me in to the second floor where our studio is, because she doesn't recognize me and I don't have a key card.
Do you recognize her?
No, because we park in the garage and we never see the front desk people.
Oh, right.
Because we walk up the steps.
Mm-hmm. Right. Did you explain that to her?
I did. I explained that to her.
Yeah.
And I showed her my insurance cards that have Entercom written all over them.
Right.
I showed her my ID that matches my name on my insurance card.
Wasn't enough.
She still wouldn't let me up.
Mm. Right.
And I said, look, I'm not like a terrorist. I'm not trying to.
Right. Look at me.
That's probably. Yeah. Just look at the stains on my sweatshirt.
I'm wearing Randy Edsall's hoodie from when he was a coach in Maryland.
A little bit. He's wearing this Maryland sweatshirt.
Look how many stains are on it.
There's a lot of coffee.
Coffee
stains. Probably hard to see on TV.
But... He looks like he just walked by a dumpster and just grabbed it out of the dumpster and threw it on.
Or dove in it and bathed in it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can imagine why the security officer.
Someone showered me in trash juice.
Right.
Yeah.
So I tell her, you know, I'm not a threat. I work here. My name is this. You can look me up, basically,
right.
that I work for the station.
Look me up in the directory.
Did she look you up? Were you on the log?
I'm not on the log.
How are you not on the log?
Well, Steve Swenson is on the log.
Okay, so it's old.
So it's an old log.
Yeah, but you've been here before Steve.
I know, but she said, you can call your boss. And maybe he will can confirm.
Was I on the log? Was
no,
Kinks on the log?
No. It was only Swenson and then a couple of people I didn't recognize.
That's it.
From CBS Radio.
Right.
So obviously it needs to be updated.
So she's never even heard of Entercom, probably.
Probably
no.
not.
No. She knows what Entercom is, but she didn't believe that I worked for the station.
She truly didn't believe she
could have been thinking he was fired.
Right.
Yeah.
You're a disgruntled worker.
I understand. But okay.
Oh, look, I understand she's just doing her job.
Yeah.
And then she said, well, you have to leave the premises. I said, well, I'm not going to sit out in the cold like a homeless person on the curb and wait for Pete Medhurst to get in at 5 a.m.
Right.
And so I said, well, I'm just going to sit in the lobby. Is that okay? And she said, no. And then she said, well, I'm going to call the police.
Right.
And so in my head, I thought, we do a lot of stuff with DC police. Maybe the donk patrolman is going to recognize, you know, I'm with the junks.
The big silly?
Yeah, I'm a big silly.
Right.
No, no, no.
What happened when the police came?
So the police came, they, and I showed them my intercom stuff.
How many? How many officers?
Three.
Wow.
They were taking it,
it was
serious.
It was a slow night in D.C., apparently. So they come up, and they said, look, obviously you're with, I can see you're with intercom, but this is the building's policy. You have to leave the premises. And so
you're in a lurch.
Yeah. So I go, well, where am I supposed to go?
Right.
And they said, well, you can go to Homewood Suites.
Right.
You can go on the curb here because that's public property. So I walk over to Homewood, and thank God for John. Whoever, John's the like the big silly there overnight.
Okay.
So I walk up and I go to the valet stand. I said, you guys park the junk's cars?
Right.
And they go, yeah. I park Cakes' car.
Right.
That old beater.
Yeah. He's got the Herkton Green Saturn. I see him all the time.
Yeah.
So I go, I'm Valdez. Do you listen to the show? I'm Valdez. I work with the show.
This is Matt Valdez.
Please let me in.
Desperate.
Please listen.
Desperate man.
That's what you
should have
said. Please listen.
Right.
And so I begged him, and then he brought me to the front desk, talked to the manager, John.
Yeah.
And John was very kind enough to let me go sit on the lobby on the second floor.
Which is nice.
Which is very nice because there's coffee and there's a TV. Mm-hmm. So I sat there at 3 o'clock watching Jersey Shore, drinking coffee. Waiting for someone to come in from the station.
What time did Drabby get to the station?
Well, I was here before Drab. Roger let me in.
Oh,
basically.
Roger, that's right.
He let me in around 4:45.
Roger Dodger.
So
Roger
what time Dodger. Did you come down here? Like 4:30 and just sat for 15 minutes and waited?
Yeah. So I sat down around 4:30 sitting outside the garage waiting for Roger
Butt
to pull
cold.
Up. Butt cold. Had my hood up and everything.
Oh, you were down by the garage.
Yeah, with a cup of coffee, trying to warm up, waiting for Roger to come in. Because I know it was either going to
be... They have a little security booth down there. Was that thing open? Was that bay opened with the security
No, it
booth?
Wasn't open.
Oh, okay. Because I wonder if those guys would even let you done that.
Probably not.
Right.
And plus, I didn't want to press my luck because I probably would have been in jail.
Right.
Now,
unbelievable.
Thinking back on this, when CK gave you the call, why didn't you go pick up your jacket with everything at that point?
He told me he had it already.
He was en route to his house.
Yeah. He was already in the Uber.
Yeah.
He was, so here's the
CK whored you.
He grabbed his coat.
Yeah, he grabbed my coat.
He didn't realize.
He
just didn't realize that.
He didn't know he was still playing blackjack. He just disappeared.
He didn't know that D-Gen was trying to count cards.
Here's the best part of it. His odyssey's not over.
I have to Uber to MGM today.
MGM to get his car.
And I already texted CK to bring my coat with my keys.
How much of MGM's money did you take home?
Of MGM's money?
Yeah.
Oh, no, they have mine.
How about it rhymes with hippie?
Yeah. Oh, so you lost all of that.
Oh, yeah. Because I thought I was going to pay off my house after the first shoe.
What a dummy. Makes it even worse. If you would have had like $1,000 of their bucks, then, you know, you're not worried.
Yeah, it would have made it a little bit better.
Right. Hey, makes it for a memorable holiday party. I've been to, 15, 20 holiday parties.
You don't remember any of them,
company.
Right?
Yeah, that's a memorable one, no doubt.
I just remember the first one where we couldn't get in. At first.
Well, those actually were epic parties. Those actually I used to find to be a lot of fun.
I remember one party, you and I were out there on the dance floor.
Yeah.
That was early in the day, boy. That was like...
Hey, the big boss.
We were probably 28.
Hey, Phil Zachary was out there cutting a rug.
Phil was out on the dance floor last night with a bunch of Intercom employees.
Yeah,
just grooving.
You give him his favorite drink and he'll be out there.
I think he was dancing to some old school Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. He was doing that bit.
By the way, I was talking to the HR lady, Erin.
Yeah, I did too for quite a bit. Yeah.
And so
but
like,
she still had my paycheck.
So she doesn't really know.
Definitely, you are a big topic of conversation.
Oh yeah, she doesn't really know many people in programming.
Uh-huh.
Like she barely knew who I was,
right.
So I had to introduce myself.
But she knows me.
So she goes, yeah, the only person I really know is Jason because he bothers me for my paycheck every week.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah. That's 100% true.
All you need is to give her two numbers.
She's begging
Routing
me.
Routing number, checking number.
I know. She's begging me to do the
Well, aren't you close? I actually said, I vouched for you, and I said, I think he's going to do it.
Yeah, I'll do it.
This is the year. 2019 is the year.
Yeah, why don't you just go over there right now and do it?
Because she's not here.
What will you do, though?
10.
Once you're getting direct deposit, what will you do with all your friends at the bank? Will you just go stop by
I don't
and
think
visit?
He hollers at them like he used to.
Yeah, because they've had a lot of changeovers over there.
Yeah.
A lot of change, like the Aussie Open changeovers.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what I'm.
You'll have to find
friends. I'm still going to go into the bank. Take withdrawals. And
yeah,
stuff.
You'll still cultivate the relationship.
I got to go to the bank today and take a nice healthy withdrawal because I'm going to Hollywood Casino on Sunday.
That's true. That's a very good point. That's right. We're at the one and only sportsbook, Hollywood Casino, Charlestown Races, starting officially at 1 o'clock on Sunday.
So Donkey Kong over there has to go back to MGM. Pick
yeah.
Up
so I'm going to Uber after the show to MGM.
Yes.
Get my car, go home.
Why don't you get the tables, try and win your money
or
back?
Or I could give you a ride, and then if I'm there, I might just have to go to the poker table. I might just be forced to
you
do that.
You have your bag with you?
I actually don't. It's all at home. Scratch that. No ride for you. No, if you need a ride, I'll take
it. Why don't you tell the Uber driver to stop by Harris Teeter and grab some bleach so you can clean that sweatshirt up.
Or maybe just get rid of the sweatshirt.
I get sucks for it.
He loves it.
I do wash it.
A coffee stain like that, is there any of those infomercials, will any of those products
like OxyClean?
Work? Yeah, will any of those work for a coffee stain at this point?
Probably not. Coffee's I should probably throw it out. I never really wear it to work.
Because that's probably about eight. I love that sweat. I almost wore that. I'm wearing an old Full Tilt. It's not much nicer. But I almost wore that today because it's so comfortable.
Hey, speaking of poker, do you know Cakes tweeted about the lucky table?
Yes.
And then 10 minutes later, it hit him?
Right. He tweeted what table he's at.
I did, yes.
And then they, shocker, his table was randomly selected.
Full disclosure, I retweeted something for MGM National Harbor's poker room, which I do because, hello, I'm the poker room ambassador. And at the end of the retweet, I said, hashtag table 17, please. And then 10 minutes later.
And just
is there a bigger bet
just
signal?
Just a natural coincidence,
table
right?
Table 17 hits. And look, I'm not
How many
saying,
tables are there?
There's probably 30-plus tables going at this point.
So you have like a 3% chance.
Yeah, whatever it is. Yeah. So 10 minutes later, bang, it hits. Lightning strikes. Everybody gets $100. Now, the thing is, usually when they do the hourly drawing, they have this, you know, TVs just surrounding the place. And half of the TVs have the tables that get circled through, and it lands on one. Everybody goes crazy. Everybody goes nuts because they're winning free money. This drawing, for whatever reason, didn't see it up on the big screen. We just heard from the check-in table. Table 17 was the winner. I don't know what happened. I don't know how anything happened.
Yeah,
all I know is
table 55 was the winner, and they had to hurry up and change it.
All I know is I had to give a very nice man from the floor my Sapphire card, which still needs to be rectified. Need to be on a little bit higher level. I had to give him my card. Takes down my information, and there you go. A little black chip. For
so unlike Valdez, who lost 300, did you have a winning session?
I won 250 on my own and another 100 on top for the lucky table promotion.
Pretty nice. So plus 350.
It was fruitful.
And you actually drove yourself home.
I drove myself home.
Well, good.
Yes.
You can use that money for some sports wagers.
That's true.
On Sunday.
Even though my wife was panicked because there was a little bit of snow coming down, she wanted me to either A, get a room at MGM National Harbor, or B, get a room at Homewood Suites. I went with the C option because I'm a squeaker and drove home.
Yeah, but there was nothing on the road.
It was fine. There's a little bit of snow coming down.
So I've got an odyssey. So I'm going to Philly because my daughter has a volleyball tournament this weekend.
You love TJ McConnell.
I've got to do that. And then I come back Sunday. It's just my daughter and I. And actually, my in-laws are coming along, too. But and my wife will be home with the other kids. But then
Reese Hoskins I said, what's up?
We'll do. But then my aunt, unfortunately, looks like she's going to pass. She's 88 years old. It's, you know, it's terrible. So think good thoughts for my Aunt Mildred, if you could. But they took her off the ventilator. It's one of those deals. Got brain bleed. You know, you're not going to do brain surgery on an 88-year-old
right.
person. So then I'm going to have to fly to Cleveland to drive to a town you'd never heard of called Rising Sun, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
For some reason, I've heard of that.
Well,
Is there a Rising Sun in Maryland? Oh, okay,
yeah.
That's why.
Rising Sun, Ohio, probably even smaller, yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. Probably about, I don't know, 100 people live there. I mean, something crazy.
Population 606.
And is it there like this Arctic blast that's coming across the country?
Allegedly.
Midwest, is it going to get pummeled
by? Oh, no, it's not allegedly. It's going to hit the Midwest. And then it's going to hit here.
Here, I think
it's going to hit here, like while we're at Hollywood Casino.
Probably not until Monday.
Oh, okay.
Monday's MLK
well,
Day is going to be frigid.
Yeah, be Sunday night, because my son's actually going to a concert, he and his buddies, over at Anthem, and I think it's going to drop to like 6 degrees.
Right. Mm.
And I've already been telling him, like, dude, I know you're going to a concert, and it's going to be all hot inside and everything, but you got to wear like a jacket, because when you come out and you try to get your Uber, where it's going to be 6 degrees outside.
It'll be very cold, yeah.
I did that bit outside of the 9:30 club after the OAR bit.
Yeah.
freezing.
Freezing. I remember Couldn't have been colder. Yeah.
Waiting for the cars to come. Waiting for the party bus to show up.
Right.
Yeah.
Waiting for it.
In fact, didn't some of us bail on the party bus on the way
home? I think you bailed.
I think I bailed and I got an
You bailed and we were hung up against Uber. The corner of the 930 club just waiting.
Because we were waiting forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I got
an Odyssey
coming.
Sunday night,
and then,
Monday.
I, by the way, I just looked up just because I can't book the flight yet because my poor aunt hasn't passed yet. You know, when you book a flight for like 2 days later, it's like $1,000.
I know.
Cleveland.
Who's going?
I think, well, I know maybe a couple of my siblings are going, but I'm just going myself.
So you're just paying for yourself.
You won't drive, Squeaker.
My mother needs someone to drive her because she can't fly. There's no way I'll drive.
What's that, about 9 hours?
7 or 8 hours.
It's about
drive?
8 hours. Plus, my mom has to use the bathroom every once in a while. There's just no way. I won't do it. I'll represent my family for her. But there's no way I'm driving her.
All right, phone number
800-636-1067.
We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back to the show, Junks on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Don't forget, you can join us at the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races this Sunday from 1 p.m. till 3 p.m. We'll be breaking down the AFC and NFC title games. We'll have a pregame Q&A. Then you get your bets in for the NFL games, NBA, maybe a dabble with some NHL plays. Who knows?
I heard a great prop bet that's being offered out in Vegas at a couple different shops.
Okay.
And I'm offering it to you. This could be one of your wagers with me, just a heads up.
Okay.
Total number of touchdown passes for the four quarterbacks.
Ooh.
Okay. Total number of touchdown passes for the four quarterbacks on Sunday.
And the total
offset is 9.5.
Man, I was just thinking in my head 9. Before you gave me the number, I was thinking 9.
Well, I got to add in half, so there's no push.
Right. I'd go under, I guess. So each guy has to deliver two plus to get you to the number.
Two and a half, yeah, to get to the number. You got to have all of them have two, and then two of them have to have three. So I'm going to offer you, you can either go over or under the 9.5 on the four.
I mean, they were high-scoring games the first go.
Are you interested in that?
I'm not crazy about it. I'm officially in a holding pattern on
it.
Are you kidding?
Always
in a holding pattern.
I think that's a huge over.
You want to go do it and I'll book it?
No, you do it. I mean, I'm not the big gambler here.
Well, I'm the sports book.
I think it was something you saw on the
Mahomes
Vegas line.
Mahomes had zippy touchdowns in the last game.
Okay, mm-hmm. So that means it's due for 4 or 5.
Playing the Patriots.
Hey, I'm just throwing it out.
Of all four quarterbacks to go over 9?
Yeah. You're trying to drum up some action. I understand.
That's all I'm doing.
They don't have that bet anywhere?
Not everywhere.
What have you
seen? There's a couple out in Vegas. But
and what's the line they have?
9.5.
Yeah. 9.5.
Correct. I think 10.5 is too high. I think 8.5, 9 is too low. I think 9.5 is the perfect number.
Mm-hmm.
So you think about that.
It's a good number. I will.
You think about that.
This is me presently thinking about that number.
Well, I would go over it if I was going to do anything.
I would think every sports book, if they offered that prop, would get two-way action. I think it's a really good prop.
Right.
I think everyone would be interested.
My early lean, of course, is towards the over because that's my natural inclination.
Yeah.
Mine's towards the under, actually.
See?
But barely.
There's the two-way action right there.
See, there it is.
That's why they offered it.
Yep. All right. Let's open up the Junkie Sports page. A lot going on. We mentioned the Wizards at the top of the show.
Mm-hmm. All right, so obviously Sunday, big day. Rams-Saints, 305. Number still holding at 3.5 and 57. Patriots-Chiefs at 640-ish on CBS. Also still holding at Kansas City Lane, 3 and 56. So we'll see if those change. You guys thought about the games? Are you wavering on the teams? You still like?
I think the Saints are definitely going to advance. Like, I feel much more confident in that.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of going back and forth.
just was so blown away. Maybe it's recency effect about how the Patriots just dominated the Chargers. I think they could do it on the road.
Yeah but I think
they beat them earlier this season.
I think the public is so heavy on the Patriots. I feel like the Chiefs is the smarter play.
I think the Chiefs are going to win.
I think the Chiefs are the better play.
I think the Chiefs are going to win.
Now, that means that the Patriots are going to go and win by 14 points, and I look like an idiot. I'm starting to pivot towards the Chiefs.
Everyone keeps talking about Tom Brady's struggles on the road historically in the playoffs because, mm-hmm. you know, he's played a ton of home games.
Mm-hmm.
But on the road, he hasn't won since 2006.
But he hasn't played that many games.
Agreed. I just said that. But the last two that he played on the road were Denver twice, lost them both. And I believe he's 3-4 in his career on the road. But again, he hasn't played a lot.
I just get that same vibe. Like, remember how everyone was high on the Chargers because how well they played? They turned that narrative around, right, when they played the Ravens. And then they just kind of laid an egg against the Patriots. Patriots played really well, right? Some people maybe say they played their best game. Mm-hmm. I think it's often very difficult to come back after you play in your best game.
The other thing you got to think about is this year, okay? Forget about historically what Brady has done on the road in the playoffs. This year, the Patriots were 3-5 on the road.
Mm-hmm.
They were undefeated at home, 3-5 on the road. So they struggled this year.
His touchdown interception ratio at home in the playoffs is like 48-11 or something. On the road, it's 8-8.
So it's something to think about.
Yeah, I think the Chiefs are going to win. But I'm rooting for the old guys, believe it or not. I don't even like Brady. I don't even like anybody on the Patriots. But I'm rooting for the old guys.
Look, there was talk that the Patriots dynasty was over and they were done. And the reality is they would have had home field advantage had it not been for that crazy kick return in the Dolphins game.
Right.
Right.
Right. And this game would have been played in July.
Yeah.
We'll see.
You would have maybe a completely different thought. But I do think
that tells you how close
the
they were to
win.
Having the best record.
Yeah.
I really want Kansas City to win. I'm rooting against Brady, but something tells me Brady's going to get it done.
Mm.
But who knows?
Yeah, I have the opposite feeling.
Yeah. All right, College Hoops, only a couple top 25s in action last night. Gonzaga improved to 17-2. They beat Loyola Marymount by 18. Michigan State goes into Nebraska. Nebraska had a 20-game home win streak, and Michigan State gets it done, wins by 6. I mentioned Maryland. They play tonight at Ohio State. Ohio State's lost 3 straight. And they are 12-4, 2-3 in the Big Ten. Maryland's been rolling 6-1 in conference play, ranked 19th currently.
Still a lot of season left.
That game, by
the
way, starts at 6:30 tonight. Remember that.
They're looking like they're going to be a four or five seed this year. They keep it up.
Well,
a long way.
Still early.
No,
I don't want to get too excited yet.
Play Ohio State and Michigan State back-to-back on the road before they come back home and play Illinois.
Yeah.
But the biggest game is tomorrow, Duke-Virginia down at Cameron. 6 o'clock tip.
And Duke they're going to have Reddish back, right? And they say Jones may not be out as long as they think.
Yeah, but I'd be surprised if Jones plays in this one.
Yeah.
And Jones is good.
Yeah.
Jones is really good.
Have you finalized your dinner plans? Because we know that Teresa was thinking of having people over. You said dinner has to either be at 4?
Yeah, I moved to lunch.
Oh, it's a lunch date.
It's a lunch thing, yeah.
I mean, it was Lido pizza anyway. It wasn't
well,
like
I mean, her family, she's got an aunt in town from Florida. She's
Yeah, you got to have them.
So They'll be over around noon.
Can't you have family over and you still just park it in front of the television? Or you just don't even want people bothering you?
No, because they talk a lot. They're very loud.
I get borderline horny for the thick Lido pepperoni.
Oh, really?
It's pretty good.
They cut them thick.
Well, yeah. I guarantee you we'll have one of those.
We've talked about this before, but it really is interesting. Cakes, you have no uncles and no aunts?
On my side?
Yeah.
Let me do a quick mental.
Did your mom or dad have
my dad? My dad was an only child,
right.
And my mom only child. Yeah, so we had no cousins. A few like stragglers,
no first cousins,
people that were named uncles or aunts and weren't really uncles or aunts.
Yeah. Or second aunts and uncles.
I showed up.
That's a kind of a bizarre existence.
I showed up in a basket. A stork dropped me at my parents' house. I was adopted.
In a place where you had no cousins.
No first cousins. I don't really have any Kirks or DeMarcuses.
Yeah.
I just don't.
Right. That kind of speaks to his loner ways, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know what to tell you. It's a weird family dynamic.
He has brothers now.
Yeah, he's got good brothers.
Yeah.
Right.
Good brothers.
I mean, they're good guys.
Yeah.
All right. Couple other things quickly. Caps Isles tonight.
Correct.
Here in town. Islanders played last night, beat New Jersey 4-1. They also played Tuesday. They played Saturday and Sunday.
All right, Jason is big on the betting angles.
Hockey boy giving you some. Hey, can you Pimp Hockey Boy and ask him what he thinks about Sunday's slate, whatever's on, going on in the NHL on Sunday.
You want some action?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Because
right.
We'll be at Charlestown. I'll place a hockey wager.
Trotz is getting a video tribute.
Yes, he's getting a video tribute.
Yeah.
Now, the Islanders have played 4 games in, 6 days coming into tonight. Okay, so they should be gassed. Had to hop on a flight or train, whatever they did, and come down to Washington last night. Washington has been struggling, but they've been off, so they should be rested.
I think if the Islanders top the Capitals tonight, they may move into first place in the Metro.
And last but not least, Phil Mickelson shot 60 yesterday, the Desert Classic. Now, he played at La Quinta. They played 3 different courses.
Somebody check on
tournament.
Doug McKinney. I mean, that guy is probably at work with no pants on today.
They play 3 different courses. It's a 3-day cut.
Right.
All right. You got to play all 3. La Quinta's the easiest of the 3. They got Nicklaus and they got Stadium. Stadium's probably the toughest. So Mickelson took advantage of the La Quinta, shot 60, 12 under, three stroke lead over a couple different guys. But he went low, low, low yesterday.
All right. Very coming cool. up next, we switch gears. We talk movies. Kevin McCarthy joins us here on The Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.